Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. This is Bethany, your coach from drbcoach.com, coaching with power, purpose, and practical tools to help you show up with confidence. Hello there, and welcome to the podcast. Today I'm going to talk about relationships with other people, and specifically people who seem difficult or in some ways toxic. So today I'd like you to think about the storm. And you've heard the phrase, weather the storm. So a storm is coming and we're going to get through it. Also, you might have heard the phrase, taking the world by storm, which means someone has something fantastic to offer and they're about to let it out and impress everybody. And it's going to be amazing. But what about the storm inside people? Many times people have an emotional, turbulent storm going on the inside that we either know nothing about or don't fully understand. And truly, understanding that that storm is inside the other person when something is coming or it's inside of us or both is a really helpful perspective that can keep things from going poorly, and it can also help us to be joyful in situations with people we might otherwise be challenged by. So today I'm going to talk about weathering the storm in a difficult relationship. About a year and a half ago, I was exposed to some really great philosophical ideas by the folks at the Arbinger Institute. They have some books out, really beginning with the work of Terry Warner. And Dr. Terry Warner was exploring the relationships between people and the religious and philosophical ideas of Martin Buber and others. And these ideas were all about our relationships. We're either in relationships with other people in an I-thou relationship, or we are in relationships at other people in an I-it relationship. This means that we're either seeing the other person we're interacting with or thinking about, or the other person just generally in our life, for their human qualities and truly connecting with them and seeing them openly, or we're seeing them through our own lens, in which case we might actually view them more as an object, something that acts on us or impacts us, not with love or wonderment or those joyful things we typically want to see in another person, but for their use or lack of use to us. When I was exposed to these ideas, it was through a workshop called The Outward Mindset. And there are a lot of books out there by this group that I would highly recommend if you're interested in exploring it further. One is called The Anatomy of Peace. Really fantastic read. It impacted my thinking significantly. And I could connect to that book on many levels. There's another one called Leadership and Self-Deception, which is fantastic if you're in a business setting, and it's a great allegory for relationships at work and things that go on. It's also a helpful way to see our own situations at times through the stories of other people. A third book is called The Outward Mindset. This one actually talks a lot about the concepts and principles in the other two books more directly. I believe in all three of these books, there are some diagrams, there are some different things that illustrate the concepts, kind of helping us to see our relationships more clearly. After participating in these workshops and learning a lot more about outward mindset thinking, I realized there were many places in my life where I might have been treating other people or viewing other people for their value to me. So there's this idea that if I think about others for simply what they can do for me or what they are doing to inhibit my progress, I might be seeing them as some kind of a vehicle or obstacle or something like that. And whatever I'm thinking in my mind about human beings, I'm going to be thinking the thoughts, feeling the feelings that go with that, and then taking the actions that go with it too. Let me illustrate this. So have you ever been in a situation where you felt that another person was really just not giving you the time of day, really, the attention that you needed in a moment, that might have been a person giving you that kind of treatment of treating you like an obstacle, an irrelevancy. Have you ever had an experience where somebody really wanted something from you and was kind and wonderful to you to get it, but otherwise outside of that was really not kind to you, or we might even say nasty to you with their treatment, words, behavior, etc.? Think about times in your life where you might have been not seen for your worth and value by someone else. Maybe when you were being treated as a vehicle or an obstacle or even an irrelevancy by them. Those ideas really make up this line of thinking, and it's what caused me to jump into pursuing mindset as a passion in my life, as something I wanted to learn about, and also something that I want to share with you throughout my coaching and throughout my podcasts, generally speaking. When you can understand mindset fully and see other people as they might really be, or see them much more clearly than you ever have in the past, it will change your life 100%. It gives you the power to control your side of the story and feel differently and think differently and really become who you'd like to be and no longer be held back by those feelings and thoughts about other people or be bringing it so much. I think the journey to becoming more outward is a very difficult one, and it's definitely not one that we can consistently do all the time every day. It's just not possible. It's a journey of becoming that I believe many people do quite well. I've known a lot of folks who were generally outward in incredible ways consistently, and it was surprising to me. And maybe I was missing things, and their outwardness caused me to pause and reframe what I was doing or thinking. And I've also met folks who were incredibly the opposite, around whom I felt like I was definitely less than them, or I perceived that they didn't value me, so I let myself respond accordingly. The great thing about thinking about outward mindset and the relationships of I, thou being as good as other people, not better than them or less than them, but really seeing them on an equal footing, the great thing about this is we will learn things about other people that help us to be patient, that give us the insight to forgive, be loving, let go, all kinds of things that we never might have had the power to do before. This kind of power is incredible in your life, in my life. When we can do that and have our perspective shift quickly, we suddenly can become a totally different person around other people. I know I've experienced that change in a lot of my relationships. Of course, as I mentioned, this is a journey. It's a big, long, difficult, arduous journey during which we have a lot of thinking to do, a lot of stopping to see things and consider things. So when thinking about how can I see the storm inside of other people, in a conflict, in any conflict, there is either a storm inside that other person, a storm inside of me, or both of us. And so after learning about this concept of, wow, there's a storm going on in a person, that's crazy, I started to ask that question to myself. Am I bringing the storm? If I'm bringing the storm to a relationship or a conflict, then any toxicity I'm getting from that other person is actually being significantly prompted by me, or even completely brought by me. Another person is invited to respond to me in ways that are really not pleasant when I bring that toxic behavior myself, or when I'm thinking of them in a way that is more like they're an object for me to use and less like a person for me to see and understand. This idea of the storm inside another person was brought to my mind through a YouTube video, which I'll link to the podcast notes here so that you can check it out if you're interested. It really illustrates to me, it was about It was about young people on a wilderness cleansing retreat of some kind where they either had addictions or behaviors or something that they needed some distance from their lives in order to begin turning around and healing. And the way the person in the video talks about the storm inside of other people's, what's going on with them, really just turned my mind, turned me on my head, basically, to think about that concept of a young person can be swearing at you, throwing things, freaking out, running off in the wilderness, and you could actually look at that and go, wow. I can respect the storm inside that person, and I know it's not about me. It doesn't mean that it's okay. And for some reason, many of us have gone through our lives thinking that everyone should be punished for every wrong thing that they do. So when we see somebody else misbehave or say something or whatever, we might harbor in our hearts this whole theory that it's our job to punish them. So we might tell the story, and we might tell the story to a lot of people. We might build up in our hearts how we're going to respond. We might treat them differently. We might back away from them and stonewall them, which means to ignore them, not talk to them, etc. We might ramp up our efforts to make sure the other person is just punished by what we think they deserve. Understanding that someone else might have a storm going on inside them that we can't control and that isn't about us, no matter how much it seems to be about us, is so incredibly powerful because it gives you the space to turn away from that storm, to realize that you didn't cause it. And if you did invite it, you've got some space to change that. And if you didn't invite it, you can actually look at it objectively and think, what must that storm be like for them? What must their experience be like? And you can let it go. This holiday season, when I'm recording this, it's almost Christmas. And many of us get together with other people during the holidays at least once. We interact with others. We might give gifts. We might celebrate. Or we might stonewall them because they hurt us and we don't want to be around them. In light of all of those possible connections and activities, the gift that I share with you today is the idea that it's okay to let other people be who they really are, and it's okay for you to be who you really are as well. And it's all right to look at them if they are a difficult, challenging person as possibly having a storm inside them that they're dealing with and trying to live with or overcome or whatever it is. And it's totally okay to step back and love them anyway and not dish it back. It's okay to realize that it's not about you. And the one thing that might just make all the difference in a relationship or scenario is to step up with love in your heart and be able to let go of the other person's storm. Now, in thinking about other people's storms, this doesn't mean that we let people walk all over us or we give them all of our best thoughts and feelings to destroy. Certainly not. It's much better to be cautious about your boundaries and realize that sometimes the most precious thoughts you have will not be appreciated by someone else. In fact, they might not be welcome or invited at all, and it's probably better not to share them. But in the interacting, in the smile, in the love, in whatever needs to show up in a relationship or a situation, there can be authenticity from the person who chooses to let the storm go and respect that it might still exist in the other person and that it is okay. And let me give you an example of a situation where a person might not think that the storm is okay. Have you ever been at a gathering where somebody went to lots and lots of trouble to make sure everybody in that gathering, whether it was a family or a work or whatever group, was happy? I've been in situations where I wanted everybody to show up and be happy and enjoy it and love each other. And I might go to a lot of trouble to step up my energy to smooth over other people's disagreements. I might really try hard to stop them from fighting or jump into the conversation and redirect it if it seemed like there might be tension in the room. And I would try with all my energy to completely control that situation so that it wouldn't be difficult for other people. And I didn't realize at the time that I might actually be trying to just control everybody else by trying to make them all seem happy or feel happy or experience happiness in the encounter. Looking back on times like that, I can see that that's a very controlling mindset to think that everyone will be happy in a situation or should be, and that there's anything I could do to make that happen. It's actually much more loving and open and seeing others for who they really are to own my own experience and happiness and let them feel what they're going to feel, experience what they're going to experience, and kind of give them that space and respect to live with their storm, no matter what that is. I no longer have to step into anyone's conversation or try to influence my family members or friends to all be happy or pleasant in a moment. I recognize I have an influence on that, and I'm working very hard to be responsible for my share of that all the time. But I don't do that anymore, where I think I need to step up to control other people's energy or other people's experience or their feelings in particular. I work on my influence the best I can. All the best to you this season in letting go of other people's storms and experiencing the joy that loving others can truly bring into all of our lives. This has been a podcast called Mindset for Life by Bethany at drbcoach.com. To find me on the web, you can visit my blog or my website at www.drbcoach.com. That's drbcoach.com.